The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Forgive me, St. Patrick's Day special. Oops, all snakes!
Okay, Curtis, you've got this. It's simple. You provided a service, and they owe you an agreed-upon compensation for said service. All you have to do is walk through that door and ask the nice man for your check.
Come on in.
Curtis, you're just about the last person I expected to walk through my door.
Hello, Father. You're looking great today. Did you get one of those new little collar thingies?
No, I did not.
Well, whatever you're doing differently, it's working for you. Also, can I say how nice it is to see you again?
That goes for one of us. But come in, come in. Have a seat. So, how can I help you today?
First things first, let me just say thank you so much for giving me a moment of your time this morning. I know how busy you must be preparing for Sunday's sermon or offering counsel to one of your many good friends and neighbors. You're such a kind and reasonable man. That's something I've always appreciated about you for, like, as long as I've known you.
I'm flattered. Please continue.
It's just, I like to think that a kind, reasonable man such as yourself can look at a day like this past Saturday and see through to the beating heart of the situation. You see, I'm absolutely the first person to admit that some unfortunate mistakes were made, and I have no problem being held accountable for said mistakes. But you see, at the end of the day, no one was actually hurt, and I provided a service to the St. Patrick's Day Festival. I think it's only fair that I be compensated for that service.
You have to be kidding me. Right? That's not a serious request. It couldn't be.
Well, no, sir. I'm not. It takes a lot of work wrangling that many snakes, and it's not something I do out of the kindness of my own heart.
Do you know how many phone calls I've had to deal with this week from parents absolutely beside themselves with rage? I've had families threaten to pull out of the parish to spend their time worshiping at St. Anthony's or Joseph's instead.
It seems like a bit of an overreaction, if you ask me.
Frankly, I didn't ask you. I also didn't call the police on you, which is what many other sane people in my position would have done. In fact, what some of those very sane callers are insisting I still do.
You have to understand, you're putting me in an impossible situation, Father.
Tough. Any restitution agreed upon by you and our activities coordinators was forfeited the second that first snake got loose. Not to mention the second one. Or the 12th.
I'm pretty sure I heard at least one or two of the parents talking about how educational the experience was afterwards. That's gotta count for something.
Janelle and Nick were being sarcastic, Curtis.
I have it on good authority that Nick had a boa constrictor of his own when we were in the elementary school.
I fail to see what that has to do with anything.
Well, it's just, if he said he was at all scared, that's bullshit, because the dude loves snakes more than anyone in the world, even more than me.
While I know that most people weren't thrilled with the experience, it's not particularly the adults that I'm worried about right now.
Oh, who, the kids? Come on, the kids had a great time. You remember that girl, Bella? She had so many questions and she wasn't afraid of anything. She even helped me catch half the little buggers once they were on the run.
Speaking of running, that's the first thing you did when it happened. Out the door, leaving me, Father Clem, Clara, and the kids to deal with your mess.
I wasn't running away. I was running towards my van, where I'd forgotten all the tools I needed to deal with that exact situation.
I mean, seriously, man, what kind of licensed reptile handler is that petrified of his own snakes? Aren't cold-blooded creatures like your whole personality or something? Isn't that what Curtis's Critters is all about?
Gosh, reading about them on the internet is one thing, but like actually handling one of those squirrely little buggers, it's a whole different ballgame.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah. That license that I showed to Father Clem, I kind of just had my kid sister throw it together for me. She's so good at Photoshop. Real talent.
Oh, Curtis. You are making it harder and harder for me by the minute to understand how on earth you expected to walk in here and get a single red cent out of me.
You're just such a kind and reasonable...
Yes, I'm a very kind and reasonable man. You've made that very clear. And yet, you put the children of my congregation in harm's way. Little Susie has already had to see her therapist, Dr. Robert Belfry, 3 times this week after your python wrapped himself up around her.
That's just Randy. He loves hugs.
Unfortunately for him, Susie does not.
I don't entirely understand why she was at a snake demonstration in the first place then.
She wasn't at a snake demonstration. She was at St. Patrick's Day Festival. She was busy decorating paper four-leaf clovers in the corner when your precious Randy got his slippery mitts on her.
I'm sorry, Father Ben, but you know that snakes don't have hands, right?
Of course snakes don't have hands.
Oh, good. For a second, you know, I was thinking you made it to your 30s believing that snakes are just out there like dragging themselves by tiny little hands hanging off their bodies. That would be ridiculous.
Why would you think that?
I mean, you talked a big game about Randy's slippery mitts. And if I remember correctly, mitts are a common euphemism for hands, so...
It's just an expression.
Still, I think you should be super careful about who you talk to about snakes like that. You'll give people a completely broken perspective as to what they actually are.
Curtis? Can I ask you a frank question?
Anything.
Are you high right now?
I don't see how that's relevant to whether or not I should be paid for the festival.
That's what I thought. Look, I honestly think that you're a good guy. You've clearly gotten yourself pretty deep in a hole right now with this little side project of yours. And I'd be happy to hear you out to see if there's anything I can do to help you get out of it. But you're not getting paid. And that answer is final.
But that's not fair, Father Ben. I provided a service, and it's only right that you should pay for that service.
No, what you provided me with was a gigantic headache. One that involves several traumatized elementary schoolers, furious parents, an overzealous youth activities coordinator with a loose definition of educational programming, and a best friend with a deadly heart condition. A headache, I see, that you're determined to continue to give me.
You've got this all wrong. My babies were all just being friendly when they got out. If you'd only just give them a second chance, I really think you would take a liking to them.
Like me.
Curtis?
I mean, like, look at this little guy's face. Does he look like he could harm a fly?
Yes, he very much does.
I mean, of course he could harm a fly. He's a snake. He mostly eats mice, though, not little kids. And he's definitely not poisonous. So, like, that's gotta count for something.
Oh my gosh, he's so big.
Of course he is. He's a bell python.
And now crawling up my shoulders. Can you please get him off me? Get him off,
Come on, father. This dude just wants to be your friend.
But I don't particularly want to be his.
Fine, fine. Come here. Yeah, that's... Yeah, my little guy. I know, little guy, you're just misunderstood. All you ever want is little head pats and skitzes.
I'm starting to understand why Susie needed to see Dr. Robert Belfry so many times.
I'm sorry, Father. I know I could be a lot, and I know I have no right to be asking for this. I really do. I got myself into a jam, and I have no idea how to get the hell out of it. I owe some pretty serious people not a small amount of money, and Curtis's Critters, well, let's just say it hasn't been as lucrative a business as I assumed it would be.
Are you in real trouble?
I thought that was obvious.
Is there any way you can get their money back? Maybe return the snakes? Give them a home with someone a bit better equipped to take care of them?
Excuse me? I have bought these babies nothing but the best food imaginable. I guarantee you they eat better than those sad bastards at the Oneonta Zoo. Look, I may not be so great at locking their cages yet, but I would never put an animal in danger. That's just not who I am.
I'm sorry. You're clearly a very passionate caregiver. I only thought that...
You only thought the town burnout got high and watched one too many episodes of Planet Earth, then decided to convert the old laundromat into a snake sanctuary without doing proper research.
Well, yeah. That's exactly what I thought.
I know. That's what everybody thinks. And look, you might not be wrong, per se, but being stoned... It's not such a bad thing. I've got a lot of chronic pain issues, and it helps with the inflammation. Besides, when I'm high, I'm like hyper-focused. I go down rabbit holes on the internet for hours.
Now that we're here, why did you start Curtis's Critters? How could you think that this would be a viable business model? That as long as you could just give enough presentations at the local schools and church functions, you might become profitable?
Have you heard of American Low?
That film production company out in Syracuse? The one who bought that old high school and has put out a bunch of movies direct to Bulu?
Yes, that's exactly the one.
They've put out some fun stuff and gotten work for a lot of local actors and crew members. It's been a wonderful thing for the community.
Yeah, it's always been my dream to work in Hollywood, but I can't act to save my life, trust me. I tried. When I tried out for the local production of Sweeney Todd, the only role they'd give me was one of the corpses, and I even messed that up. I write some, but I can't get anybody to read my scripts. You know, for a local organization, they sure do work with a lot of folks based out of Hollywood for that.
Yeah, it's a tough business trying to be an artist.
You're telling me. But I've got Google alerts on my phone for jobs for American Low, just in case a good opportunity ever turns up.
You've never considered going out for one of the crew positions?
For most of those roles, you gotta be able to lug around really heavy equipment. And with my condition, I can't really do that.
Condition?
Ehlers-Danlos. It means my joints are all fucky and I'm easily injured. Pretty limber, like a snake, but manual labor isn't my thing.
Could we finish the story without the cursing?
Oh, of course. I didn't realize your office counted as part of God's house.
It doesn't, but it's just the polite thing to do. But that doesn't matter. Continue.
So, as you can imagine, I spent a lot of time disappointed when my searches come up, but then one day a few months back, a result came back that I'd be perfect for. A local snake handler to work on their upcoming shoot. One who could provide, handle, and offer safety training for the animals to all the cast and crew members for the duration.
Cue Curtis's Critters.
Yeah, my Uncle Neil owned the building the old laundromat was in and rented it to me on the cheap. And luckily, there was a wildlife dealer out in Buffalo who was more than willing to get me a dozen of them, all different breeds and species, for a wholesale rate.
And this is where the serious people come in that you owe a substantial amount of money to?
I tried going through all the appropriate channels first, but I haven't got a whole lot of credit, so most of the banks laughed at my business proposal. But Uncle Neil knows some guys in the waste treatment community more than happy to offer small loans for what he called a reasonable repayment plan.
How in the hole are you?
It's bad.
I take it the American Low job didn't go through?
That's the worst part. It actually did. They fell for my fake license just like Father Clem and Clara did. Only they didn't need a dozen snakes. They just needed one, and it was barely a plot point. Some dumb famous 38-year-old playing 16 just had to have one as a pet and feed it a mouse on camera. So they put out a call, 2 hours of work. It was not enough.
Especially to cover the first installment on a very reasonable repayment plan?
Not even close.
How much did Father Clem and Clara agree to pay you?
$1,500.
You have got to be kidding me.
I had a very compelling pitch.
Curtis, this is all very absurd, and I think you know that as well as I do. I'm going to write you a check for half of that amount right now, but I'm only handing it over to you on one condition.
And that is?
Return the snakes. Get your money back and wash your hands of the situation and make sure something like this never happens again.
That's the problem, though. That wildlife dealer, they weren't exactly above the board in their business dealings, and they definitely do not offer refunds.
So you're telling me that not only do you have a bogus license, but all of your animals were illegally purchased as well? What if the wildlife police had shown up to your demonstration? St. Patrick's could have been in a lot of trouble.
Please, in a town as small as Texarkana? Taxpayers are lucky if the local PD stops scratching their ass long enough to write a parking ticket around here, let alone meddle in my affairs.
Curtis, I mean it. This payment is contingent on you getting yourself out of this situation.
But they'll break my legs if I don't get them back. They're $20,000.
$20,000? Curtis, what were you thinking?
That Randy and I would be stars.
If you're in that deep, I don't see how this amount of money is going to get you out of it.
You're not wrong. It won't make a dent in what I owe. But I did some research, and the certifications I need to take Curtis's critters legit aren't that expensive. With this kind of runway, I can get my papers and start marketing my services for real. Who knows? Maybe everything will go my way, and I'll be able to make back the rest of the money I owe in no time.
God only knows. Well, I certainly hope you've learned your lesson about internet rabbit holes when it comes to making such financially fraught decisions for yourself.
Thank you so much, Father. You're a real lifesaver. Jesus would be so proud of you right now, I just know it.
Oh, I'm sure Jesus would be something.
And don't forget to stop by Curtis's Critters. With an investment like this, admission on your first visit is totally free.
Curtis, wait. Before you go.
Yeah?
What was your pitch to Father Clem and Clara? What sold them on the idea of a live snake demonstration at the first annual St. Patrick's Day Festival?
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm very much not.
You don't know the story of St. Patrick? How he chased all those snakes out of Ireland? What rock have you been living under?
That's not exactly how that story went. The snakes they're talking about, they weren't serpentine in nature.
Oh yeah? Then what were they?
They were pagans. St. Patrick is only responsible for their exile from the country. It's honestly a pretty problematic holiday, but it gives us Irish a good excuse to make a boiled dinner, some soda bread, and pop on the jump punch Kellys, so I don't make a big fuss about it.
That seems pretty shitty. Why is it all four-leaf clovers and leprechauns now, then?
Beats me, friend.
Well, thanks for the history lesson, Father. I'm looking forward to seeing you all again at the next St. Patrick's Day Festival.
No, no, Curtis. This was a one-time deal.
All right, I'll see you, Father. Bye.
Forgive Me is a Rogue Dialogue production. This episode was written and directed by
Bob Ramunda
and
Jack Marone.
Here's our cast in order of appearance.
Nick Stagg, Curtis.
And
Casey Callahan, Father Ben.
Dialogue editing by
Bob Ramunda.
Sound design, score, and mixing by me, Adam Ramunda. All of our graphic design comes from
Sam Twardy.
Season 3 and all of its bonus episodes of Forgive Me would not be the same without our executive producer, Curtis Dabrell Jr. This episode also marks the unveiling of our town's official name, Texarkana, New York. Curtis was given the opportunity to choose our town's name after donating at our Pope tier and decided to forever name the St. Patrick's community after his own hometown. We're thrilled to be able to share it. Find out what we're up to by following at Forgive Me Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Want to help us keep making the show you love? Consider joining us on Patreon over at patreon.com/roguedialogue. Patrons receive access to an ad-free feed, bonus episodes, behind-the-scenes info, and more. We'll be back in April with our Arbor Day special. No, we really weren't kidding about that one. Thanks for listening. Bye!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The first thing you need to know about the Vegas Sci-Fi Adventure podcast is that you're not just listening to someone tell you a story. You are stepping into a world. And Vega Rex, the woman at the center of this saga, is currently sitting at the top of it. This is not by accident. For millennia, the country Vega calls home has been carefully honing the skills of its state-contracted killers, and these so-called holy warriors have gotten real good at taking down the world's worst criminals, or, as they would call it, cleansing. 400 kills into her career, Vega is the most decorated hunter there has ever been, and likely would have stayed that way if it had not been for him. An explosive encounter with a terrorist sets Vega on a path of revenge that is so thoroughly illegal that before this story is done, she will have risked it all. Life, limb, and love to satisfy her vengeance and keep her record of righteous kills perfect. My name is Ivoma Okoro, and I have so much more to tell you about this. Check out Vega, a sci-fi adventure podcast, anywhere you listen to them, because, baby, I'm just getting started.